It is the building that holds plenty of significance in the life of one Viking. The place where he grew into the man he is today, where he diversified his football talents, and the stadium that helped introduce him to his new wife.
Of course, I mean, our first game when we played back, when we went back to the stadium, I just walked out there and remembered those Iowa wins, you know, bringing home the pig, having the fans rush the field. I mean, those are some things that you're never going to forget. And to be back there playing with the Vikings now, this just sums it up. I mean, there's no other way that's going to be great for me.
TCF Bank Stadium is an important spot for a Viking who has plenty of experience playing in the building. For 4 years, Marquise Gray electrified this stadium with his highlight ability playing for the Gophers. It seemed he would never be back until a twist of fate had the Vikings picking up the local favorite just before the season began.
That was actually shocking, actually. I mean, because, you know, there when I was with Cleveland, they used me so much. And in the back of my mind, and the feeling that I got is that I was going to be there. But, you know, it's the NFL and it's the business side of it, and things happen the way I didn't want them to happen. And luckily, when I got the call to come here, that made things much better for me.
The signing brought the Indianapolis native back to the area he grew into a star with the Gophers, but more importantly, brought him to his new home and the spot where his family is.
Oh, it really is. No, it really is. To be back where my family is, my wife and kids are, and to just be able to go home after practice and see them instead of having to FaceTime or wait for them to get in from a flight, just to go home and drive home, it's the best feeling now.
While playing with the Gophers, Gray and his wife gave birth to twin boys, and when the opportunity came to sign with the Vikings, he jumped at the chance to play in the Twin Cities.
Being able to provide, especially doing the thing that I love to do is playing football, and be able to provide with the financial part of that for my family, I feel like that's the best situation for me. I mean, I love being a father, and my kids love actually coming around the complex and meeting the guys and getting to go into the locker room.
Not only is this the spot where his kids are being raised, it is the area that he rose to prominence with the Minnesota Gophers. A blue-chip prospect, Gray chose the maroon and gold and was able to play both wide receiver and quarterback, helping him show his versatility as he entered the NFL as a tight end. While showing his skill set with the Gophers, he also provided many memorable moments for his fans over his 4 years in Dinkytown.
So just the overall relationships I built with the fans, my teammates, and the coaching staffs that I had encountered with my last few years there. And I've been a part of a lot of coaching changes, and luckily I still had those same teammates from the year at the time I got there to the year I left that made it a lot more easier to focus on what we wanted to do at the U of M. But unfortunately, we didn't get to those high expectations like we wanted to, but just building that great relationship with the university and the fans and my teammates were some of the things that I look forward to.
From his days with the Gophers to building a family, Minnesota has become home for Marquise Gray. So when the Vikings came calling in August, it was a dream come true for Gray and his family. Now the tight end is hoping to make more memories in his favorite stadium and the place he now calls home.
Well, it was a great feeling, you know, being a part of the Minnesota Vikings, being back home with my family, and this is where I made my off-season home as well. So being a part of this organization and being home with my family, it's overall a great feeling.